While all those folks are trying to get in power, some of the people in power are getting out for a reason. Here's NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr.
First, you have to know, if you don't already, that lobbying pays a lot better than legislating. So that may help you to understand the rush to the revolving door in Congress. So far, 6 senators and 22 representatives have announced that they are bowing out. The latest is Mississippi's Republican Senator Trent Lott. His abrupt resignation seemed the more surprising since he had fought his way back to Republican whip in the Senate after being bounced as majority leader because of remarks perceived as racist at a birthday party for Strom Thurmond. Why would Trent Lott resign with more than 5 years left in his term? Actually, he told a news conference, he'd been planning to retire in 2006, but he felt he had to stay because of the suffering of his constituents on the Gulf Coast after Hurricane Katrina. Did new lobbying restrictions play any part? It didn't have a big role, he said. What's that about? Well, in one of its gestures towards ethics enforcement, Congress voted to lengthen the cooling-off period before a former member can engage in lobbying from 1 to 2 years. That regulation goes into effect on January 1st. Senator Lott said he'd learned from colleagues that a lot of work can be designated as consulting rather than direct lobbying. Maybe, but Senator Lott was apparently not convinced that this creative interpretation of lobbying would hold up. And so, to stay on the safe side, it seemed wise to resign before the end of the year and take advantage of the shorter cooling-off period. Senator Lott's son, Chester, is a lobbyist, and he says his father will probably make a final decision on his future plans over the Christmas holiday. Oh, yes. Governor Haley Barbour now has the task of appointing a senator to serve out Lott's unexpired term. That would probably have been Representative Chip Pickering, but Pickering is retiring from Congress himself. Will the last legislator to go through this revolving door of Congress please turn out the lights? This is Daniel Schorr.